Good morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joel Gill. It's your Central Minnesota Farm Report for another week. It's brought to you each Saturday morning by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. On Friday morning, we spoke to Joel Bauer. Yeah, Joel, we spoke to him. He's excited. We'll be doing that big, tremendous trailer drawing on Monday at 9:15 on Aunt Sarah's Party Line. We had 13 area retailers. We'll draw a finalist from each retail site and then pick out the big winner Monday morning here on CASM Radio. Tune in during Party Line beginning at 9:15. Joel Bauer at Midsoda Manufacturing will be in studio. We had a busy week as well this week. Earlier in the week, we had Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp joining us discussing their recent annual meeting, and he discussed their top priorities as they move ahead into 2021.
Hard to put them in order, so we put them in alphabetical order, and quite frankly, the top of the list is broadband, and that broadband certainly is so important as we have to do more things virtually, and we're going to continue to work in Farm Bureau to expand that investment, to increase access for reliable broadband to all of the infrastructure.
Do you feel we can do a lot on a state basis with that, Kevin, or does it all got to start from the federal level, or...?
I think a lot of the funding will probably, you know, be that federal funding, but really all levels. I mean, it's that last mile. It's really down to those local service providers and things like that. So this is an area we're going to have to work together on the local area, regional, as well as state and federally. So we all have to work together to increase that broadband. You know, we never thought we'd maybe have one or two parents working from home, multiple kids all at the same time learning from home, and we're going to continue to make sure that we can get broadband for all of Minnesota.
You know, Kevin, Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp joining us. Whether it's a state or federal side of things, a new administration, a new president, climate change, environment, that conversation is very much on the surface. But as far as agriculture goes, Kevin, this has been in our line of sight for more years than just the recent year.
You know, the environment is so important to all of us and our natural resources. And quite frankly, Minnesota has led as we've looked at renewable fuels, the biofuels, ethanol, biodiesel. And as we look at those methods to reduce greenhouse gases. So we've got to increase the use of our renewable fuels. We'll build on the foundation that we've got with different practices for climate change as we look at global warming, but we want to make sure that we have some partnerships to continue and to improve on the sustainable practices we're currently using and look to what can we do better.
You know, Kevin, we really realized too during this pandemic how vital agriculture is, our food supply, but also how fragile it is at the same time.
I think a lot of consumers didn't realize maybe that fresh meat that they were picking up at their local store or meat market was, you know, was maybe walking 70 to 90 hours prior to that. So we're going to continue to support those involved in growing, processing, packaging, transporting, and the retail as we look at our food supply. We have got to maintain a safe and secure food supply for all consumers.
You know, Kevin, healthcare continues to be a concern. It seems like we can never kind of make any ground on this year to year.
You know, it is, and it's one of those things that's not just agriculture or rural specific. Access to healthcare, access to daycare, you know, it's affordability, availability, and it also includes some of the mental health things as we have a lot of emotions in agriculture as well.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp joining us here on AM 1150. Also, State Representative Paul Anderson joining us as earlier in the week. Legislators passing some funding to help out bars and restaurants and other small businesses impacted by COVID-19. But Paul agrees there's a lot of mounting frustration with restaurant, bar owners, and others.
Boy, it really is, Joe. And I was hoping, I guess, hoping against hope that with the holidays coming up, he would at least let restaurants and bars have a glimmer of hope in that they could open up very carefully over this very busy time of the year. This is really kind of a harvest time for bars and restaurants, holiday parties, gatherings, get-togethers, and such, and losing the potential revenue of these this month here, it's going to be really tough for them to recover from that. And to me, opening it up to outdoor dining in December and January is almost kind of a slap in the face by saying, hey, you can do this. We're going to open up. You can do it outside. But really not going to work very well. And now I'm hearing that if you put up a tent, it has to be open on two sides. Otherwise, it would be an enclosed indoor-type definition. So it's going to be really tough to work on this. And, you know, even though the virus is real and it's serious or can be serious to a lot of folks, we got to get the economy back up and going again and give people their lives back again.
You know, I heard some numbers, too, where bars and restaurants, they account for a very, very, very small amount of any sort of COVID cases. Is that correct, Paul?
Yeah, the numbers that I've seen, Joe, are less than 2%, 1.7% to be more precise. And even talked to folks that said that when the Department of Health calls, when somebody has been tested positive and the department calls them and tries to find out where they contracted it, they will ask somewhat leading questions. Have you been in a bar or a restaurant, and really zero in and trying to get folks to say, yes, I maybe happened to stop by or pick up any off sale, pick up a six pack or something. And then they can say it was in a bar or restaurant. So, the numbers don't show it. And that's what's frustrating, that we all talk about following the science and following the data. Well, the data doesn't show that this is a large cause of the spread. Same thing with fitness centers and things like that, that when the proper methods are practiced, the distancing and those types of things, sanitation, they're not a very large cause of the spread, and are being really handicapped and not being allowed to at least be open on a partial basis.
State Representative Paul Anderson joining us here on CHASM Radio. We also had State Representative Dean Erdahl joining us as well and discussing some of the happenings earlier in the week. Also, Governor Walz speaking as well, extending some of the limitations during COVID-19. And Erdahl mentioned, well, what's ahead here as the session is right around the corner? What are they working on to maybe get things open up just a little more so businesses can begin to operate once again around the state?
Well, we'll keep on pushing in the House, House Republicans will, to get things opened up. What happens, of course, is that the Senate does vote to close or to take back the governor's emergency powers or to restrict them. But in the House, we can't do that because Republicans do not have the votes. The Democrats are going to continue to support the governor. And so I expect what's going to happen is that there will be some more relaxation of the orders as the vaccine is taking effect, and hopefully by early summer at least, the vaccines will be fully distributed in Minnesota, or close to it anyway, and we can get back to as normal as we can. So legislatively, I mean, I'm looking at least until April before we're able to meet in person in St. Paul, and maybe the whole session is going to be remote, which is a hard thing to do when you've got to put a budget together. But I think we will keep putting pressure on the governor, trying to get things reopened again safely. The social distancing and those types of things will still be important for a while, but then it may take till summer before we can get the governor to completely relax. Maybe not even then. It just depends on what's going on.
State Representative Dean Erdahl joining us, representing District 18A here on CHASM Radio. And that's going to wrap up your Central Minnesota Farm Report for your Saturday morning. We'll get more markets and news details once again coming up on Monday when it comes to ag news and market details. So listen in, yeah, each and every day. CHASM Radio, number one farm radio in Central Minnesota, serving Central Minnesota for over 70 years. For CHASM Radio and your Central Minnesota Farm Report, it's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. I'm CHASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill.